Terry Schiavo's death this morning ends 13 days of intense political and legal fighting. The removal of her feeding tube led to an act of Congress, a series of federal court rulings, and Florida Governor Jeb Bush even sought state custody of the severely brain-damaged woman. He was rebuffed by a state court. This morning, Bush spoke about Terry Schiavo's death.
It's heartbreaking, to be honest with you. My thoughts and prayers go out to her family, to all the people that wanted her to live, and to everybody. This was a very, very emotional couple of weeks.
NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Pinellas Park, Florida. He's been covering this story throughout this morning and, in fact, throughout the last couple of weeks. And Ari's on the line with us once again. Ari, we just heard Governor Bush's reaction to news of Terry Schiavo's death. What other responses are you hearing?
Well, we're expecting to hear from President Bush, Governor Jeb Bush's brother, within the hour. And it seems likely that his sentiment will be similar, since he has supported Terry Schiavo's parents in the past. Here outside of the hospice, protesters have been crying, but also at the same time saying they're happy that many of these protesters are very religious people, and they say to a person almost that they know she is now in a better place. I'm sure as the day progresses, we will hear more reaction from the many people who weighed in on this case over the last 7 years that it went through courts, Congress, state and federal legislature, and even all the way to the Vatican.
Now, state-appointed authorities found, as you know, Ari, that Terry Schiavo was in a persistent vegetative state. That did not end a very bitter debate over whether she truly was in a vegetative state. And I understand that debate is going to continue after her death.
That's very true. Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael Schiavo, says that he will have an autopsy performed on his wife to demonstrate the extent of the brain damage. But scientists have said a physical examination of the brain is not necessarily enough to demonstrate whether someone is in a persistent vegetative state or a minimally conscious state. However, despite all of this debate, the court records do clearly show that court-appointed doctors, at least, consistently found her to be in a persistent vegetative state. The parents, however, were never comfortable with that diagnosis and fought it up until the very last day.
Ari Shapiro, the people who fought to keep Terry Schiavo alive, they certainly got a lot of attention for this case, and they were heard in Congress, and they were supported by the White House. But in the end, of course, she died, and not only that, this widespread debate led to polls suggesting that the vast majority of Americans, even the vast majority of conservatives, even the vast majority of religious conservatives, were against them. Do the people who fought to keep Schiavo alive think they gained anything from this battle?
They think they gained a lot of publicity, which in truth they did. One of the interesting twists of this saga has been that some of the voices that were heard the most loudly were not necessarily, according to public opinion polls at least, the voices that were in the majority. But the people here think that Christian conservatives and abortion opponents have been galvanized by the Terry Schiavo case. They think that people will now go out and fight harder to have lawmakers who agree with them elected to public office. And many of them see Terry Schiavo as a martyr.
NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Pinellas Park, Florida, joining us once again, and we'll continue listening for his coverage. Ari, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.